Chapter 6 Automating Common Processes. Chapter 5 considers the use of AI in an application, which is a situation in which a human interacts with the AI in some meaningful way, even if the human is unaware of the presence of the AI. The goal is to help humans do something faster, easier, more efficiently, or to meet some other need. A process that includes an AI is different because the AI is now working to assist a human or perform some other task without direct intervention. The first section of this chapter addresses how processes help humans. Given that boredom is possibly the worst-case human scenario, just think of all the negative things that happen when humans are bored. This chapter views the AI process for humans from a boredom perspective. One of the longest uses of AI in a process is industrial utilization. Consider all the robots that now power the factories across the world. Even though AI-powered automation replaces humans, it also keeps humans safer by performing tasks generally considered dangerous. Oddly enough, one of the most significant issues for industrial accidents and a wealth of other issues is boredom. Robots can perform those repetitive jobs consistently and without getting bored. Just in case you haven't had enough boredom yet, you can also learn something about it in the third section of the chapter, which discusses some of the newest areas in which AI excels, which is making environments of all sorts safer. In fact, just in the automotive industry, you can find myriad ways in which the use of AI is making things better. Remember, the point of this chapter is that AI works well in processes, especially those processes during which humans tend to get bored, causing them to make a mistake when the AI likely wouldn't. Of course, an AI can't eliminate every source of lost efficiency, disinterest, and safety issue. For one thing, humans can choose to ignore the AI's help, but the nature of the limitations goes much deeper than that. As discussed in previous chapters, most especially Chapter 5, an AI doesn't understand. It can't provide creative or innovative solutions to problems, so some problems aren't solvable by an AI, no matter how much effort someone puts into creating it. Developing solutions for boredom. Polls often show what people think they want rather than what they do want, but they're still useful. When polled to see what kind of life recent college graduates wanted, not one of them said boredom. In fact, you could possibly poll just about any group and not come up with a single boring response. Most humans, saying all would likely result in an avalanche of email with examples, don't want to be bored. In some cases, AI can work with humans to make life more interesting, for the human, at least. The following sections discuss solutions for human boredom that AI can provide, and a few that it can't. Making tasks more interesting. Any occupation, be it personal or for an organization, has certain characteristics that attract people and makes them want to participate in it. Obviously, some occupations, such as taking care of your own children, pay nothing, but the satisfaction of doing so can be incredibly high. Likewise, working as a bookkeeper may pay quite well, but not offer much in the way of job satisfaction. Various polls and articles talk about the balance of money and satisfaction, but reading them often proves confusing because the basis for making a determination is ambiguous. However, most of these sources agree that after a human makes a certain amount of money, satisfaction becomes the key to maintaining interest in the occupation, no matter what that occupation might be. Of course, figuring out what comprises job satisfaction is nearly impossible, but interest remains high on the list. An interesting occupation will always have higher satisfaction potential. Tip: the problem is not one of necessarily changing jobs then, but of making the job more interesting as a means to avoid boredom. An AI can effectively help this process by removing repetition from tasks. However, examples such as Amazon's Alexa and Google's Home do provide other alternatives. The feeling of loneliness that can pervade the home, workplace, car, and other locations is a strong creator of boredom. When humans begin to feel alone, depression sets in, and boredom is often just a step away. Creating applications that use the Alexa interface or actions on Google API to simulate human interaction of the appropriate sort can improve the workplace experience. More important, developing smart interfaces of this sort can help humans perform a wealth of mundane tasks quickly, such as researching information and interacting smart devices, not just light switches. Helping humans work more efficiently. Most humans, at least the forward-thinking ones, have some ideas of how they'd like an AI to make their lives better by eliminating tasks that they don't want to do. A recent poll shows some of the more interesting ways that AI can do this. Many of them are mundane, but consider the ones like detecting when a spouse is unhappy and sending flowers. It probably won't work, but it's an interesting idea nonetheless. The point is that humans will likely provide the most interesting ideas on how to create an AI that specifically addresses that person's needs. In most cases, serious ideas will work well for other users too. For example, automating trouble tickets is something that could work in a number of different industries. If someone were to come up with a generic interface with a programmable back-end to generate the required custom trouble tickets, the AI could save users a lot of time and ensure future efficiencies by ensuring that trouble tickets consistently record the required information. Understanding how AI reduces boredom. Boredom comes in many packages, and humans view these packages in different ways. There is the boredom that comes from not having required resources, knowledge, or other needs met. Another kind of boredom comes from not knowing what to do next. An AI can help with the first kind of boredom. It can't help with the second. This section considers the first kind of boredom. The next section considers the second kind. Remember, access to resources of all sorts helps reduce boredom by allowing humans to create without the mundane necessity of acquiring needed materials. Here are some ways in which an AI can make access to resources easier. Searching for needed items online. Ordering needed items automatically. Performing sensor and other data acquisition monitoring. Managing data. Accomplishing mundane or repetitive tasks. Considering how AI can't reduce boredom. As noted in previous chapters, especially chapters 4 and 5, an AI is not creative or intuitive. So, asking an AI to think of something for you to do is unlikely to produce satisfying results. Someone could program the AI to track the top 10 things you like to do and then select one of them at random, but the result still won't be satisfying because the AI can't take aspects like your current state of mind into account. In fact, even with the best facial expression, an AI will lack the capability to interact with you in a manner that will produce any sort of satisfying result. An AI also can't motivate you. Think about what happens when a friend comes by to help motivate you, or you motivate the friend. The friend actually relies on a combination of intrapersonal knowledge, emphasizing by considering how she'd feel in your situation, and interpersonal knowledge, projecting creative ideas on how to obtain a positive emotional response from you. An AI won't have any of the first kind of knowledge and only extremely limited amounts of the second kind of knowledge, as described in Chapter 1. Consequently, an AI can't reduce your boredom through motivational techniques. Tip: boredom may not always be a bad thing anyway. A number of recent studies have shown that boredom actually helps promote creative thought, which is the direction that humans need to go. After viewing myriad articles on how AI is going to take jobs away, it's important to consider that the jobs AI is taking are, in themselves, often boring and leave humans no time to create. Even today, humans could find productive, creative jobs to do if they really thought about it. The article, Seven Surprising Facts About Creativity According to Science, actually discusses the role of boring tasks like daydreaming in enhancing creativity. In the future, if humans really want to reach for the stars and do other amazing things, creativity will be essential. So, the fact that AI can't reduce your boredom is actually a good thing. Working in industrial settings. Any industrial setting is likely to have safety hazards, no matter how much time, effort, and money is thrown at the problem. You can easily find articles which describe seven common safety hazards found in industrial settings. Although humans cause many of these problems and boredom makes them worse, the actual environment in which the humans are working causes a great many issues. The following sections describe how automation can help humans live longer and better lives. Developing various levels of automation. Automation in industrial settings is a lot older than you might think. People tend to think of Henry Ford's assembly line as the starting point of automation. In fact, automation began in 1104 AD in Venice, where 16,000 workers were able to build an entire warship in a single day. Americans repeated that feat with modern ships during World War II. So automation has been around for a long time. What hasn't been around for a long time is an AI that can actually help humans within the automation process. In many cases today, a human operator begins by outlining how to perform the task, creating a job, and then turns the job over to a computer. An example of one of several new kinds of jobs is robot process automation, RPA, which allows a human to train software to act in the stead of a human when working with applications. This process differs from scripting, such as the use of Visual Basic for Applications, VBA, in Office, in that RPA isn't application-specific and doesn't require coding. Many people find it surprising that there are actually 10 levels of automation, 9 of which can rely on an AI. The level you choose is dependent on your application. 1. A human operator creates a job and turns it over to a computer to implement. 2. An AI helps the human determine job options. 3. The AI determines the best job option and then allows the human to accept or reject the recommendation. 4. The AI determines the options, uses them to define a series of actions, and then turns the list of actions over to a human for acceptance or rejection of individual actions prior to implementation. 5. The AI determines the options, defines a series of actions, creates a job, and then asks for human approval before submitting the job to the computer. 6. The AI automatically creates the job and submits it to the computer's job queue, with the human operator acting as an intermediary in case the selected job requires termination prior to actual implementation. 7. The AI creates and implements the job and then tells the human operator what it did in case the job requires correction or reversal. 8. The AI creates and implements the job, telling the human what it did only when the human asks. 9. The AI creates and implements the job without providing any feedback unless a human needs to intervene, such as when an error occurs or the result isn't what was expected. 10. The AI initiates the need for the job rather than waiting for the human to tell it to create the job. The AI provides feedback only when a human must intervene, such as when an error occurs. The AI can provide a level of error correction and manages unexpected results on its own. Using more than just robots. When thinking about industry, most people think about automation, robots making stuff. However, society is actually in the fourth industrial revolution. We've had steam, mass production, automation, and now communication. An AI requires information from all sorts of sources in order to perform tasks efficiently. It follows that the more information an industrial setting can obtain from all sorts of sources, the better an AI can perform, assuming that the data is also managed properly. With this in mind, industrial settings of all sort now rely on an industrial communication engine, ICE, to coordinate communication between all the various sources that an AI requires. Robots do perform much of the actual work in an industrial setting, but you also need sensors to assess potential risks such as storms. However, coordination is becoming ever more important to ensuring that operations remain efficient. For example, ensuring that trucks with raw materials arrive at the proper time, while other trucks that haul off finished goods are available when needed, are essential tasks for keeping warehouse floors running efficiently. The AI needs to know about the maintenance status of all equipment to ensure that the equipment receives the best possible care, to improve reliability, and the times when it's least needed, to improve efficiency. The AI would also need to consider issues such as resource cost. Perhaps gaining an advantage is possible by running certain equipment during evening hours when power is less expensive. Relying on automation alone. Early examples of human-free factories included specialty settings, such as chip factories that required exceptionally clean environments. However, since that early beginning, automation has spread. Because of the dangers to humans and the cost of using humans to perform certain kinds of industrial tasks, you can find many instances today of common factories that require no human intervention at all. Remember, a number of technologies will at some point enable the performance of all factory-related tasks without human intervention. The point is that eventually society will need to find jobs other than repetitive factory jobs for humans to perform. Creating a safe environment. One of the most often stated roles for AI, besides automating tasks, is keeping humans safe in various ways. Articles describe an environment in which AI acts as an intermediary, taking the hit that humans would normally take when a safety issue occurs. Safety takes all sorts of forms. Yes, AI will make working in various environments safer, but it'll also help create a healthier environment and reduce risks associated with common tasks, including surfing the internet. The following sections offer an overview of the ways in which AI could provide a safer environment. Considering the role of boredom in accidents. From driving to work, boredom increases accidents of all sorts. In fact, any time that someone is supposed to perform a task that requires any level of focus and instead acts in a somnolent manner, the outcome is seldom good. The problem is so serious and significant that you can find a wealth of articles on the topic, such as Modeling Human Boredom at Work, Mathematical Formulations, and a Probabilistic Framework. Whether an accident actually occurs or was a close call depends on random chance. Imagine actually developing algorithms that help determine the probability of accidents happening due to boredom under certain conditions. Seeing AI in avoiding safety issues. No AI can prevent accidents owing to human causes such as boredom. In a best-case scenario, when humans decide to actually follow the rules that AI helps create, the AI can only help avoid potential problems. Unlike with Asimov's robots, there are no three laws protections in place in any environment. Humans must choose to remain safe. With this in mind, an AI could help in these ways. Suggest job rotations, whether in the workplace, in a car, or even at home, to keep tasks interesting. Monitor human performance in order to better suggest downtime because of fatigue or other factors. Assist humans in performing tasks to combine the intelligence that humans provide with the quick reaction time of the AI. Augment human detection capabilities so that potential safety issues become more obvious. Take over repetitive tasks so that humans are less likely to become fatigued and participate in the interesting aspects of any job. Understanding that AI can't eliminate safety issues. Ensuring complete safety implies an ability to see the future. Because the future is unknown, the potential risks to humans at any given time are also unknown because unexpected situations can occur. An unexpected situation is one that the original developers of a particular safety strategy didn't envision. Humans are adept at finding new ways to get into predicaments, partly because we're both curious and creative. Finding a method to overcome the safety provided by an AI is in human nature because humans are inquisitive. We want to see what will happen if we try something, generally something stupid. Unpredictable situations aren't the only problem that an AI faces. Even if someone were to find every possible way in which a human could become unsafe, the processing power required to detect the event and determine a course of action would be astronomical. The AI would work so slowly that its response would always occur too late to make any difference. Consequently, developers of safety equipment that actually requires an AI to perform the required level of safety have to deal in probabilities and then protect against the situations that are most likely to happen.